Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, here's a provocative idea put forth in the latest edition of Boston Magazine. Sell the Massachusetts State House and move the Capitol to Springfield. The idea sounds far-fetched, but former Boston City Councilor Mike Ross writes that Springfield is New England's version of Detroit, and moving the Capitol there could save a dying city. Mike Ross is on the line now. Mike, welcome back to Radio Boston.
All right. Good to be back with you.
So sell the State House? Really, Mike?
There's a little hyperbole in it, but I mean, I think it's meant to start a conversation. I mean, the reality is Springfield's kind of been left out there. And you can't get there. If you want to get to Springfield, you got to drive. There's only one train that goes there every day. That's kind of unfair. It's also not doing as well as the rest of the state. I mean, that's putting it mildly. I don't think there's a person in Springfield that doesn't think that city could use a shot in the arm for economic development. And, you know, this wouldn't be the first time that a state capital sought itself in a part of the state with an eye towards economic development. I mean, I would think that Albany, New York is delighted that they have the state capital there, as would be Springfield, Illinois. Both are home to larger, more capital-feeling cities like New York City and Chicago. But many other states, along with Illinois and New York, cite their capitals elsewhere in the state.
In a way, save Springfield?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I really do want to see every city in Massachusetts perform, well. I mean, it just as a person. I'm not running for anything. I just think it makes sense. I think we all want that. And when you have this real lopsided, I mean, the difference between Springfield and Boston is just vast. It's just not even close. I did an analysis when I was writing this piece. I looked at a condominium being sold on Beacon Street, right next to the State House at 25 Beacon Street. If you were to buy this condominium, it was millions of dollars for this condominium, it was the same as if you took the top 33 most expensive homes in all of Springfield, you could buy for the same amount that this one condominium was on sale for on Beacon Street.
Well, I just want to first point out, a Springfield city councilor told Mass Live today, and this is city councilor Kelly Moriarty Finn. She said, quote, "For Mike Ross to say that Springfield is dying is obscene." She said Springfield has thriving neighborhoods, museums, a symphony, theater, ethnic diversity, employment, and a quality of life that pales in comparison to other cities. There's also, of course, MGM, the new casino being built there. So some folks might say, well, you know, maybe a condo is more expensive, on Beacon Hill. But does that mean that Springfield is that much less than Boston, Mike Ross, really? And what do you say to the city councilor here who says that that's obscene?
I mean, if I thought that I could improve Springfield by saying nice things about it, I would sit here all day long and just say nice things about Springfield. I mean, the reality is, I think if we want to affect public policy, we have to say something. And I think Springfield could use some investment. And I don't think just state investment, although, you know, I think the city councilor of Springfield should get on the phone with her representatives and senators and try to get more than just one train. I know that there are many people work on this, but she should ask how she can get involved in that effort. But also the private market, and I guess this isn't the private market because it's the moving of the state capital, but the private market that would come with the moving of the state capital would be wonderful for Springfield, and Boston would really probably not even feel it. It wouldn't even be consequential. Conversely, Boston could turn around and as I suggested, could turn the state house into high-priced condominiums or any other use, and it would be quite valuable. But again, I say this in some sort of, the wink and a little bit, a little whimsy, but the reality is, the underlying problem remains, and that is that there is a vast difference between the economies of Boston and Springfield, and I really think that we should be thinking how to make those improvements.
But you know, where does it end, really? We have other cities that certainly have very different economics than Boston. You know, there's Lawrence or Fitchburg or Gardner. There are other cities in the state that maybe wouldn't meet your qualification of being New England's version of Detroit, but still they're struggling in certain ways, and they don't have Boston's economy. Well, why Springfield?
Yeah, I mean, you know, each of the, and I think there's many cities around. I mean, I think the governor at one point was working on something called Gateway Cities, where it was about kind of opening up some of these former mill towns, seeing how, you know, what kind of retraining. I mean, I think that there's parts of Massachusetts that could do manufacturing, and there's parts of our seacoast that are absolutely underutilized. And you know, look, I'm not running for governor, but there's a lot of opportunity across the Commonwealth to do this work. And I mean, I think it's wild that Springfield's not more successful than it already is. It's the second largest city in Boston and in Massachusetts. And maybe I need to take another trip and see just how great it's doing. I went to Pittsfield the other day. I love going to Western Massachusetts. I was in Pittsfield. I stayed at a hotel there. I had a great time. I was watching how arts have helped to bring that little city back. And it's really exciting to see that. And when that happens, I get excited too. So, you know, I'm rooting for Springfield here. I'm not trying to just insult them. And you know, the Detroit line might seem unfair, but Detroit has its own comeback boosters, and nothing is going to get done just by saying nice things and platitudes.
I guess if moving the state capital from Boston wouldn't really have that much of an effect on Boston, then why would moving the state capital to a particular city have such a great effect that it would help a city that's struggling?
Well, I think it's about scale. I mean, the reason why it wouldn't have that much of an effect on Boston is because we have so much happening here. I mean, we have General Electric is opening here. We have other companies that are opening here in Boston. We have great real estate market. We have a hot theater, you know, entertainment, tourist, real estate market. And Boston's doing really well. I think you can afford to lose or, let's say, replace the state capital business with other uses, maybe residential uses, entertainment uses, and those types of uses. Conversely, Springfield, it doesn't have nearly the economy of Boston. So I think they'll feel that in X million dollar, I mean, I don't even have the figure. It's because there's so many ripples. I mean, you have lobbyists, you have restaurant visits, you have hotel visits, you have, it's a pretty substantial chunk of business, everything that happens at a state house, not to mention, you know, the daily flow of state reps and senators and governors and governor staff coming and going to the state house every single day.
Also, it's been argued that if you didn't have the media coverage that being in Boston would generate, there might be more corruption at the state house. Do you agree with that?
Like out of sight, out of mind or something?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say there'd be more corruption than I think the history of the Massachusetts state house has been a lot, I think. And I don't know. I don't know if other – that would be interesting. We could find that out. We could look at, you know, rurally located state houses versus urban located state houses and see where more corruption has occurred. But I don't think so.
Lastly, last minute we have here, what would you say to Oliver Wendell Holmes, who in 1858 – ready? 1858, Mike, he wrote this quote, "Boston State House is the hub of the solar system. You couldn't pry that out of a Boston man if you had the tire of all creation straightened out for a crowbar."
I can see the marketing material for the condominiums.
Mike Ross is a lawyer at Prince Lobel and a former Boston City Councilor. You can find a link to his piece about selling the Massachusetts State House, and it's at our website, radioboston.org. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston. We'll be right back.